see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program on this Monday, the 9th of March, 2015, and you're all welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show, the Watching for Jesus show. I ain't using that word show. Everybody uses show, but I guess it is or didn't. Program, show, presentation, radio show, program, I don't know whatever you want to call it. Here we are, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, and my Bible studies run the same days, 8 to 9 p.m. every night, 8 to 9 live. Sometimes, if I have something going on, it runs 24-hour loop. Same thing for Talk Stream Live, that if you're listening now, something comes up and I can't be there. I have no replacement. That's a one-man show. No pun intended, but I have a 24-hour loop. 24-hour loop of archived programs that plays constantly. Well, that would be 24/7. And then I break into it, obviously, here live for 2 hours. And then when I shut down, TalkStream Live will shut down first, about 3-4 minutes before the hour, top of the hour at 6 o'clock. I'll keep talking usually till right at 6 on my website, which you can reach by clicking my picture on TalkStreamLive.com, among those other commentators. And it'll come to my page on TalkStream Live, and you click my photo, and it'll bring up a my website, and on the right of it is a little green bar. You click that, you have an audio player. You can listen to me there, or click my picture, as I say again, and it takes you to my website. You can listen to me there. either one. I do wish you would, though, twice during this program, the hour of 4 to 5 and the hour of 5 to 6, twice, go to my page and click that bar to the right of my picture, if you would, those listening to this period of time. And that puts like a vote or something of that nature and moves me up in the ratings. Only reason I like to move up in the ratings is to invite people to listen to my show. That's it. I'm confident that I am telling you all the truth. I have studies for everything I say or research done. I present to you if you want it to do, make your own minds up. And so forth. Anyway, that's enough of that. This week, actually, the past 6 or 8 weeks now, it was not planned, but it worked out this way, that I focused on the attack of the UN and the our government, which is connected to the UN, of course, and the Jesuits and the secret societies and all these. It's targeting your children. I talked about the targeting of a veteran genocide that they're orchestrating before our eyes. That doesn't seem, that people don't seem to want to address, except a few of us. For 2 weeks I covered about veterans' genocide. A week about the children, about the UN attack on the country and the children. Past 8 weeks has been separate particular programs. Attacking the family before that. And it seems to come to accumulation of this week, the reason why. It's called the North American Union. And who's going to administer it? The National Police Force. The agenda's been ongoing for a long time. And don't start with that Obama police force nationally. It goes back to Adolf Hitler. It goes back to FDR. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes, sorry, Bob. Nixon, that rat fink. Reagan, another one. Him being an actor should be a clue, like Ventura. Nothing but an actor. That should be a clue, Wisconsin. Cheney, member of the Council of Foreign Relations. What y'all in Wisconsin doing? Anyway, his director for the Council of Foreign Relations, he is the director of the Illuminati, the Luciferian, satanic organization, Council of Foreign Relations, and laughs about it when he says he didn't reveal this to his constituents in Wisconsin, because he's a coward enough to not mention it because he knew it was evil. They laugh about it. I'm not laughing about it. It's time it's not judgmental, it is revealing, it's exposing the true evil in this country and in the European theater as well. It's all connected together. Christian Identity, a racist group. Bob Jones University, a racist college. Family, we've got to know what you're dealing with. It's not country. It's not patriotism. It's not waving the flag and rah, rah, rah. I used to be a Marine. You're once one, always one. So you tell the truth. That's part of being a Marine. I thought at one time, I don't know what it is today, with these lying generals like Petraeus, Wesley Clark, Boykin, these secret society members. I don't know what's wrong with these people. But they're members of secret societies. Ah, that's what it is. Oh, I see. Because they take a blood oath to lie to the American public and the world at large. In Europe, Scandinavia, Russia, China. Illuminati is in every country for now. Jesus Christ is real. Satan is real. The supernatural war we're in the middle of is real. And I know that turns some people off because they're here for political analysis or economic analysis and all this stuff. That's what Satan uses. He is not allowed to roam free entirely. He is God of this world, for sure. But he is not king. In this time of roaming is a proverbial, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Do as you want to is their rule. A humanist agenda which controls your schools today. Oh yeah, that was one I did for a whole week, was the attack on education. Oh, and the one on religion, I covered that too. I covered all of them the past 8 weeks. So it all accumulates, really, just unplanned by me, it just accumulates into the North American Union. It's all set up to bring us to the North American Union, one of 10 unions of the 10 of the world that's yet to happen. Well, you got the European Union, African Union, Scandinavian Union, North American Union, South American Union, 10 toes, iron and clay. Daniel gave a prophecy of the revival of the Roman Empire, the European Union, the little horn, and the Antichrist. Imagine that. How do you know that? Why not 12? Why not 8? Why not 7? Why 10? And why, if they were in control, they would go with 10? This was set up back in 1943. Not Obama. That's ludicrous. Set up by the Freemasons, as the, not set up by the Freemasons, but they're the Gophers. Set up by the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rosicrucians, Jesuits, all Luciferian. Lucifer, the fallen angels that are real and exist today, many times in our history in human form, are the ones orchestrating it. It's not the Jews. It's nonsense. Are Jews involved? Yeah, Ashkenazi Khazars. Italians involved? Yeah. Germans? Yeah. Austrians? Yeah. Austrian German? Yeah. Irish? Yeah. English? Yep. Germans? Chinese? Yep. Scandinavian? Yep. Keep going. Greek? Yep. All of them. Not just one ethnic group or religious group. It's the world. High-level royalties. And the secret society members that will be executed. And they don't know this yet. Protocol chapter 15 lays it right out. They got their own secret society members believing that the protocols of the learned elders of Zion is a fraud. What's a fraud is a high-level Shriners and Grand Inspector Generals of the Freemasonry and the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits responsible for millions of death, destruction, hate. Is what their calling card is. Making up the Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, United Nations, European Union, all of them. It will be deconstructed, but only in the tribulation period. And all they got then is a prayer, because nothing else will work for these people. Okay. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to get started laying the groundwork today about the setup for the North American Union, and the way to administrate it will be through a national police force that's been set up since 1943. But the tricky part was this. Between 1943 and 1993, they were actually counting on the national police force and the administration of the American dictatorship to be administered by the military forces. How dumb is that? But anyway, so they realized in 1993 it had to be UN troops. And then American troops that were, well, brought around to the humanist point of view after several generations, it's working. But primarily Europeans, Chinese, Russians in the United States are here today. Since 1993. Ready to go. But they've been put on a hold pattern. They got to get rid of the veterans first. Militia, you better listen to me today. Actually, the past 2 weeks. Your generals and your so-called leaders and militia movement, the New American Army, they are lying to you. They are liars because they belong to secret societies. They will lead you to slaughter just like they did in 1932 at the Bonus Army. That's almost a slaughter. The Bundy Ranch, a good example. So-called Patriot versus the Feds. That's odd, isn't it? American versus American. Even the cultural group, white versus white. We got to get the blacks and white mixed up, so that's Ferguson. And these cops that are infiltrated in the police departments, the felons, they got their records expunged, but they're felons, are the ones doing the illegal shootings in the police departments. They're making sure they shoot the family pets, the dogs. They're told to do this by ADL to upset the population and make sure you shoot blacks so you get the racial card played, because out of chaos, they bring the order. It's a complicated operation. Not everybody knows this, is even participating. They don't know this. Well, I hope to expose this week. And that's where I stand. I work alone. But not really. God on my side. It's my choice because I choose to accept His rule over me. And I got people that help me with, just like I help them back and forth. We share articles and knowledge and all that, so it's not completely alone. But as far as a movement, organization, country, flag, patriotism, all that stuff, no. I follow Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. That's it. I draw the line right there. We'll get into all that all this week. It's dedicated broadcast. Lord, we thank you tonight, this afternoon, Father, for the other opportunity we have to, Father, get together and share, Father, talk about what's going on today toward hidden toward those end times, whether this generation or the next, or the one after. But Lord, we know you're there no matter what, no matter when. Father, we call upon you to keep it. It shut off. Sorry. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are praying. Father, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord. Protect us. And guide us, Father, to get this word out. And Father, to keep us humble before you. To keep us humble. To give us, through the Holy Spirit, knowledge and wisdom that we can share. And Father, to bring us together under one banner of Jesus, under one book, the King James Bible. But Lord, we know that's steadily being pulled away. Father, we call upon the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We know, Lord, it's in your time, but we pray for it now. And thy will be done, not our own. But Father, we do pray for it. Father, we know that tribulations are coming. We know judgment must come. Father, we do call upon you and your Holy Spirit to give us the grace to accept what does come, opportunities to witness to others, and Father, for those that don't know, to touch their heart to bring them around in this true conspiracy of Satan. Father, we lift up to you our sins, and Lord, to remind us of those times in our lives, Father, it may be that we are not, that we still, Lord, are holding us back from our prayers being answered, that we need to reconcile. Lord, remind us of those. Give us opportunities to do that reconciliation. And to cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. Father, we pray for our families. Father, to that Holy Spirit to bring us together. For healings. And for those that's newly born again, Lord, to protect them, keep them away from temptation and from false idols and to falling back into where they were. Father, give us the grace and strength to go through the trials yet to come. Father, we know it's going to be needed. And Lord, for an awakening in this country to bring people up to the true nature of this conspiracy of Satan. That, Lord, that those can be saved that have the ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the heart to receive. Lord, that you'll have divine appointments. And Father, protect our children, the Holy Spirit, and the veterans, citizens, Father, that are contemplating the suicide. Protect their bodies from these vaccinations and these drugs that's been shoved in their bodies. To bring knowledge of this technology, the pharmaceuticals that's being put in their bodies, that's opening up portals of entrance. Father, only by supernatural help can this be done. Of awareness, of wisdom, discernment, and the courage to change it. Father, if at all possible, Lord, that opportunities to witness to others. These things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, their idea is to, as I've said hundreds of times, no exception in every movement, every organization, every country on both sides is in fact infiltrated by the Illuminati. In other words, Oath Keepers, Tea Parties, Patriot Groups, Militia, you have those in there that are closet Freemasons or closet Christian identity, Jesuits that pretend to be Christian, they're not. Some will use the King James Bible, and they're very sneaky. They're very good, well trained. But listen to the words carefully. The promotion of the Confederacy, Albert Pike, Nathan Bedford Forrest, or Timbuktu General, whatever, is a telltale sign. Albert Pike and Nathan Bedford Forrest created the murderous KKK. That's a subtle hint. Therefore, you'd not be promoting it whatsoever. Well, he was saved after he got out in 1867 and he got out of the Grand Dragons, became born again. Okay, fine. But I'm not going to promote him, and you shouldn't either. Because it brings back division. It's a trick that the Jesuits use. A recollection. A trigger. Very clever. A sneaky way that they cause division without making it appear so. Don't let them do it. The King James Bible is an inerrant soul word of God. There's no other. I mean, literally, no other anywhere in the world. And notice that not one theologian in the history since 1611 has proven otherwise, has never discredited. They try, they twist it like a pretzel. But like unused dough, you can unspread it and iron it right on out. When you know the Bible. If you don't, just put them on hold for a few days and you'll find it. Get them to say that the King James, they believe, is the inerrant word of God. If they can't say that, they got a problem. Because in fact, it is the inerrant word of God. There's no replacement. No Geneva Bible, no NIV, no Vaticanus, Americanus. green bean counts, whatever, that don't make a lick of difference what it is. It's all nonsense and corrupted versions of the King James Bible. All the way before the King James Bible, well, it was hidden for an entire Dark Ages. That means the Holy Word of God was hidden, kept because the Vatican, pagan as it is, was in control with their Latin version. The English version, Geneva Bible, certainly was a Bible of its day, was the used one of the day, and was pretty good for that day. But within it was corrupted versions, verses, and it was incomplete because it's based on the corrupt version of the Roman Catholic Latin Bible. So the King James outshined it. Geneva Bible was not based on the true Word of God because it was came from the corrupted origins version, Origen, Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt, past the Eusebius to Constantine to Jerome. Geneva Bible was simply a translation of that Bible into English. That's all it was. Missing much. Corrupt versions, many. Verses, sorry. Till finally the King James was brought out of its hiding in 1604. Now, here's my point. The Vatican tried to stop it by invading France and invading England, but England turned out pretty bad for them. Jesuits got their butts kicked by God in the Spanish Armada. Sunk those nasty ships at the bottom. English guns took care of the rest. They tried to kill King James. The gunpowder plot failed too. They don't stop. Neither does Satan. They always fail. They keep trying. 47 translators, 1604. Three different locations. Two Jesuits infiltrated into the 47. And because there were three different locations, and they were guarded very steadily, and the actions of all the translators who were actually real scholars, not like the humanist scholars you have in every college today, which Harvard, Yale, Stanford, don't matter. They're invalidated because they're humanist, which means their work is worthless, corrupted by humanism. I've got the quotes, names, dates to confirm it. But real scholars back then, not to be found again, except sporadically, like David Wilkerson, Spurgeon, and several others, but along the way, but not in a big group. Well, anyway, the two Jesuits that infiltrated could only accomplish toward the end, in 1610, 1611, in the final draft of the King James Bible, to stick that nasty mess called the Apocrypha in it. And they convinced the committee to put it in there as a historical connection between the Old and New Testament. Finally, in 1880-something, they said, what's this junk doing here? And they took it out. Not God-inspired, that's why it's junk. Oh, it may have history, whoopee, and all this, so what? But it's not God-inspired. That's golden. So they took that out. It doesn't belong there. Book of Enoch doesn't either. Wasn't written by Enoch. That's junk, too. There's always truth contained. But then the rest is corrupted, which makes us dirty. Book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. It's a Gnostic book like the Book of Mary, Book of Thomas. See what they've done. So my next point is that the Jesuits infiltrate every facet. Military, science, the arts, education, politics for sure. The Jesuits have infiltrated to act and paint themselves as the ones they're involved with. As good old boys, but cancer within. They always work both sides against the middle in favor of the Vatican, which works for the Illuminati, which are Italian and German. That's what's going on. What we're headed toward is the North American Union. Nixon helped set it up by Executive Order 11647. 1972, February the 12th, 1972, in his planned military coup, which failed. By 1973, to 4 minutes, He had Executive Order 11495, taking control of government, and 11731 to continue the 11647. They failed and failed and failed. His operation failed. He's working with General Cushman, a Marine, no less, to take over the United States government for the third attempt. 84 would be the next one with Oliver North, Giafrida, Reagan, Knights of Malta. It failed too. But the tricky part was to set up the North American Union, Nixon, divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, under Executive Order 11647, which really was a continuation of what FDR had set up in 1943. Actually, the Jesuits telling FDR what to do. They already set up 1943. And to use the U.S. military to take over American citizens. I got a quote directly from FDR confirming this. March the 4th, 1939. They had to wait another 20 years to get the ready for the next time, 1960. 1960, then come Nixon, 1972. Then come Reagan, 1983-84. Then come Bush, had to go over that one, to 1999. Obama's the next one to try to take us down. See, God's in control. Otherwise, they'd have done it a long time ago. When we pull away from God by changing the laws, homosexual marriage, child euthanasia set up in Oregon, it's going on now, signing the International Rights of the Child, which turns over your child to the United Nations. They haven't told you that, have they? That's what it's for. Not for rights of the child at all. Is to take the rights away and take them away from you. And they'll do it easier because they've worked on that Z generation. As they now, in the XY generation, a study was done and they found out that the ones in that generation, majority of the survey, favored partial birth abortion. Oh yeah, of course. Of course, if it doesn't have a name, it's not a baby. What? Kill it while it's born. The college students agreed with this in a survey. Majority of them did. They do the surveys to test their manipulation through Tavistock of each generation as they chip away the true Christian belief of how precious a life is. The children today don't see it that way. The ones that do were taught by their parents, a lot of them in homeschooling. Not this trash like No Child Left Behind or Common Core or Crisis of Values Clarification. Oh, that's sneaky. See what they've done? And so this whole 8 weeks I've been talking about, it all accumulates into this week. Set it all up, everything set up, so you will accept the North American Union and you'll applaud a national police force or Gestapo, and you'll want it. This is the big, big picture. Canada, America, the colony of America and colony of Canada. You heard me exactly right. Colony of Israel and colony of Australia. Nancy Schaefer, Georgia Senate, was killed by her husband as she slept. He shot himself, allegedly. She is after that murderous Child Protective Service, corrupt, and she's going after the North American Union to stop it. Now you see why the government assassinated her. Bill Cooper is exposing it, too. Russo, he can give you cancer and you can be dead in 30 days or less. They can hack into your pacemaker. This is not science fiction. This is real. When you become a power to be reckoned with, they will shut you down. But see, we're in a world where Satan is God of this world, little g. for now. But every success that they have leads them faster to their destruction. It's a catch-22 for these evil ones, the secret societies and their plans and Jesuits and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus and Bilderberg and all these other rascals. Every success they have leads them quicker to their destruction. Until God says enough is enough. He'll placate them with the first seal. Peace and safety will placate them. And then the second seal will open, and it's nothing but hell from then on. And they will go after their own. They will kill their own. God will make it happen. Count on it. But family, in the meantime, what you do is you pray. You find out what your kids are learning in school. You bring a new perspective to your family, and Masons, renounce the blood oath and get out of there. Now. All these good deeds you do is only to keep you placated before the hammer falls. Because your high level ones are lying to you. And Albert Pike confirms it for them to lie to the Blue Lodge. Oh yeah. Both each degree. And that's how they keep their secrets. Wherever there's secrets, there's lies. Every single time. Where there's secrets, there's always lies. And lies are never good. Ever. So, that being said, preliminary. Oh, man. I need another cup of coffee. At the preliminary introduction, I have some intense subjects this week that's going to accumulate. And my broadcasts are not for squeamish. And I'm not a comedian. I'm not a showboat. I'm going to tell you like it is. And I got a southern way about me, and sometimes I got funny ways of pronouncing words. It's just the way it is. So I speak two languages fluently. One of them I have a little trouble with, but I still speak it pretty well. I speak two languages, English and American. And of the American, I speak the southern dialect. Y'all know what I mean? So you just get used to it or whatever. Well, let's talk a little bit about the news before I jump into our subject matter today. But I got on the top of my list here, the secret American army. Rick Joyner's calling for a military coup. How come? Man, it just blows my mind. It really, you get on YouTube and you hear all this, we have a tyrannical government, and all that. We got cameras here, cameras over there, microchipped, FEMA camps, and all this and all that going on. You got cameras in every intersection, well, that's to check if you go through the red light or whatever. And you have the police that's becoming despotic and so forth and so on. But it's this tyrannical government. Oh, okay. Tyrannical government. All right. So tell me, how is it that Rick Joyner, I'm not going to play the video right now. I used to play the audio a lot, but I'm pretty sure today I got regular listeners. But I play the audio of Rick Joyner on his own station calling for a military takeover of the U.S. government, a military dictatorship, a military coup. Rick Joyner is a serious member of the Knights of Malta family. His old buddy is Jerry Boykin. He created Delta Force, for goodness sakes. He's a chancellor in the Knights of Malta. My gosh, it's like being on death row if you're, it's like having a sign over your head, I'm Al-Qaeda or whatever. Knights of Malta is the enemy, severe enemy. They're almost higher than the position of President of the United States. Really, the President of the United States don't have any power. He's a president of a corporation controlled by the Vatican. But in any case, Boykin and former general in the Army created Delta Force. It's linked up to to Rick Joyner, and they're both knives of Molotov, for goodness sakes alive. And he's calling for a military coup. Now, if we live in the so-called tyrannical government and all this, wouldn't we read in the newspapers that he was arrested? This is so one-sided. It's ludicrous. It's almost funny. Hear me laughing now? It's like it's not funny, but it's insane. He calls for a military takeover of the U.S. government. Not a word. Not a word. Like a mouse in Christmas time. Like a mouse not saying a word in the corner. Nothing. Not a word about Rick Joyner, his arrest by the FBI, or Jerry Boykin being arrested. Nothing. You know, draw his little association map. Nothing. But he calls for a military coup of the U.S. government. On his own network. This is mind-boggling. And then you got reports of YouTube. Guy says something in the little remarks section about Obama. He's arrested or something. Oh, my gosh. It's almost silly. It's so ridiculous. Now, if some of you don't know what I'm talking about, give me an email on my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, and I'll send you the audio. I mean, it's a video, too. You can listen to him. You can watch him. You watch him say it. The mouth opens and the words come out. You know. And they're not using a ventriloquist. He's not a puppet. And his nose didn't grow long either. He's telling the truth. He's calling for that. Goodness gracious. This is so ridiculous. It's like people are afraid to say anything. I'm not. So we got this now, March the 5th. Oh my, that's 4 days ago. We have this secret American army. What you want to bet that's connected to this so-called military coup of the U.S. government? See, Obama plays his role, as he is taught. Play the bad guy, the Muslim, the pseudo-Muslim. I heard Jerry Boykin. I was at a Jerry Boykin concert at Rick Joyner's Morningstar Ministries about 6 years ago. Seven. I didn't know who they were at the time, and I attended a 3-day conference at their Charlotte encampment. And I noticed on his chest, both Boykin and Rick Joyner, in their Rick Joyner Boykin concert, they had a Knights of Malta pin on it. Anyway, the second day that I was there, I tried to talk to him too. I brought stuff up that they won't talk about. That's another story. I'm not going to go into it. But the point is, Boykin was talking about how the government was turned Muslim. Back 7 years, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. I heard him, watched him. I said, "What? What's he talking about?" I mean, whether it is or isn't, he's talking against the government then. So then I'm starting to learn about this agenda they have. So that's a little bit perplexing for me. I see he's talking anti-American, anti-government rhetoric here in this church meeting. I call it a concert, really, not a church meeting. They think it is, but it's not. Even had bongo drums. Oh, my gosh. I closed my eyes and I thought, man, I'm back in the Congo. I was there in the State Department Intel Project, Congo, for about a year. I was a project manager for it, actually. I said, man, I'm back in the Congo. That's a Kundalini, fake Christian services. Pray for these people, family. Pray for them, please, to wake people up. But in any case, they were talking anti-government. I'm like, wow. Now I know why. I learned more about the Knights of Malta then. I learned why they are playing this role of anti-American, anti-government, because Obama plays his role as he's been assigned since before high school. Yeah, you heard me right. Oh, yeah. Well, I could give you the whole layout. I got it right here. how they raised him, just like they did Bush, like they did Nixon, like they did a whole daggum lot of them. They raised him early to be president and appointed, never elected. Never elected. Election is nonsense. That's been proven already. But in any case, he's anti-American. I'm like, this is odd. Or not anti, I'm sorry, not anti-American, but that being American is playing around. But anti-government. So I realized that's how they're forming the Civil War. He plays the part. He plays the part of a Muslim in the American government. Then they bring in alleged Muslims into certain positions. That turned the military and the patriots against the government. It's just another military coup, another lie that they're telling our veterans. Another one. The secret American army. Now, oh, there's more to this. Oh, there's a lot more to this. I'm just leading up to something right now. I just don't talk about just the cream. I get down into the middle of the cake. Icing or whatever, you got it? A new American army is growing on American soil. A new American army. Now, if they're telling this on Intel Hub, wouldn't FBI be on that in a second? Wouldn't they be going through Facebook and MySpace, this space, that space, your connections, and all of a sudden you'd hear about 500 people arrested and all that stuff if this was really going on, it wasn't promoted by the powers that be? In hushed, I love it, in hushed tones during conversations across the breadth of the heartland of America, there whispers quiet talk about an army of Americans. So in this tyrannical government, they can't find them? Not that I'm saying they should. I'm not really interested. I told you, I'm following Jesus. That's it. Whatever they do, I don't care. Because I know tribulations are coming to this country. Martin Luther King warned us a long time ago. And the folk in America didn't listen to Martin Luther King or JFK. Or Malcolm X or Bobby Kennedy or Russo or, I could keep going, Bill Cooper. I mean, it just keeps going. And they all have something in common. Or Nancy Schaefer, Barry Jennings. I could keep going and going and going. They all have something in common. Something in common that the other so-called CIA or talk show commentators don't have is all the ones I've mentioned are dead. And early, too. Yeah. Big difference there. Notice that. So, an army prepared to defend an increasingly oppressed population, craving reprieve from their government's increasing draconian methods. Really? So, we got increasing draconian methods. How is it Rick Joyner can say we got to pray for a military takeover of the U.S. government? How does that work? I mean, I'm almost getting ready to put on a song. Because I'm running out of words to say that just blows my mind so much. It's absolutely nonsense that people can't put this together and somebody up there that really is honest say, wait a minute, what's going on here? We're being jerked around this army in this military coup of the U.S. government. We're being jerked around here. You see, something's not right. Y'all understand where I'm coming from with this? Am I getting across? Am I getting across to you all at all? Am I getting across to anybody out there that is in this militia group? I mean, listen to his words. Here we go.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God.
This is Rick Joyner.
We're not the new Jerusalem.
Not Samantha. On his own
we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Noble leaders. Jerry Blinken, Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar, under a blood oath to lie, cheat, and steal. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. What's going on, family? Something's wrong here. So I bet you they're on the side of the new American army. And if they're Knights of Malta, there is your infiltrators at the highest level. Not counting the ones you have a barbecue with. That's telling them everything you say by pretending to be your friend. Because they're under a blood oath to lie and to support the secret societies and Christian identity. Family, y'all better wake up and do a whole lot of praying. And those in the Christian identity, you better get out of there. Freemasons, get out of there. Man, cut this mess out. Because a military coup justifies martial law, which will be administered by the United Nations under the North American Union. That's what they're up to. Order out of chaos. They need chaos. Called a fifth column strategy. I've explained that before. And I'm explaining to the bad guys, the guys that don't like me that is exposing this, I'm trying to get you to understand what you're involved in. Your generals are lying to you. The ones pretending to be patriots are lying to you to certain levels. You see, they use you as pawns in a game. William G. Carr talks about it. Bill Cooper talked about it. Russo warned us about it, and on and on. In order to bring the religions together, there had to be a separation of religion, then chaos caused them to fight or kill each other, then a movement to bring them together. That's how it works. In order to bring the governments together, there had to be a division of government, wars, chaos, to bring them together in treaties and movements under the globalist facade of peace and safety. In order to bring the races together, you need a breeding ground. Family, that was the United States beginning in 1500s, 1492. They accomplished it October 2013. Yeah. America's only been, our own purpose was being a breeding ground to bring all the races together. That's the purpose of the United States, and I got the details on it. But they set up a bondage to bring about a movement, courage to move, and the move to bring about freedom, then depending on the leaders, back to bondage again, and you'll want it. That's how they do it. So to bring the races together, they got to cause them to fight each other. Tired of fighting? Well, let's come together. Okay, under our rules. That's how they do it. Well, one thing I know for sure, and from experience, unfortunately, I am reformed. I do the best I can now, but I am born again. I'll tell you right off the get-go, right off the top. But it wasn't always. So I tell you, when you're false and you lie and you do things you're not supposed to like that, it'll always, I mean 100% of the time, it will always fall back on you and unravel every single time. It's always temporary. If who you are is not enough for you, then do something about it. Become what you want to be instead of making it all up. Now, if what you would like is to not pleasing to God, then ask for His grace to accept who you are and seek to maximize your potential to serve God and what He gave you. He'll provide you the means necessary. But you got to get close to God in this case. All lies, no matter what, will reveal themselves, either directly or in subtle ways, to give you a false sense of self every single time. And it's hard work to maintain a facade and a lie. And for how long? You're always on guard. You're under a blood oath while the Lord's convicting you of the lie you're telling, the cheating you're doing. The blood oath says you have to do it. The secret societies. You're conflicted. So you start drinking, using drugs, ways to alleviate that conviction. You always have to be on guard about what you do, what you say, and what you write. One mistake will unravel the whole system of cards. That's all it takes. Just one. People ain't stupid. And the Holy Spirit is letting people know without them even knowing they're knowing. All it takes is that one revelation, and your whole house of cards just falls down around you. Now, to maintain it, that's a lot of work, a lot of deception. So you start avoiding people because you start forgetting what you told before. If you're on a lying like you're a part of a group, an organization, you know, Declaimer Duvernus, Declaimer Duvernus, he said, and I quote, "One basic truth can be used as a foundation for a mountain of lies. If we dig down deep enough in the mountain of lies and bring out the truth, that truth, to set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. And there's nothing more devastating to a structure of lies than the revelation of the truth upon which the structure of lies was built." So you always got to be on guard. You start telling the truth, it's a freedom. Like you got a balloon pulling you up out of the sky, off the ground. You float, man. You have nothing to hide, nothing to worry about, no matter what happens. When you're telling the truth, it's a freedom that makes you float. I know for a fact. To be a good liar, I was told, as a recruit station in Buffalo, New York, back in the 1970s, by a captain. I was a lieutenant, and I was operations officer in a recruit station in Buffalo. He closed the door one day because I had some trouble with district about numbers and stuff, and I was telling the truth that we didn't get it. We had blah, blah, blah. And he said, "Lieutenant, I got to talk to you." And he closed the door. I said, "Oh." He said, "Look, sometimes you got to say things that's not true." I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what? He said, "Lieutenant, to tell a lie, you got to make yourself believe it." So I'm thinking to myself, man, what kind of mess did I get myself into here? This is an officer in the Marine Corps telling me in recruiting duty that the best way to lie is to make yourself believe it? You got to convince yourself your lie is truth. Isn't that called schizophrenic? Anyway. So the purpose of positive thinking is to take away the conviction that God's put to wake you up to the sins that we're committing. If you commit something against your parents back in the day, you're taken behind a woodshed. You're spanked. Spare the rod, spare the child. A spanking. Some punishment of sort to get you to remember that what you did was not right. That's a family unit. If you have an ache somewhere in your stomach or your body, that pain is indicative of something wrong with your body. It heat it. You take a pain pill, it just makes the pain go away, but don't heal it. You see what I mean? It can be something bigger than that pain. It's indicating something. So you take a pain pill. Well, it's the same principle. Carnegie and Norman Vincent Peale, guess what? And you're probably saying, Tom, don't tell me. No, don't tell me. Now I'm going to tell you anyway. Norman Vincent Peale was a Freemason. So was Gold Carnegie. That was one evil man, Carnegie. Norman Vincent Peale was a 33rd degree Freemason. He was also Illuminati. See, the power of positive thinking, that's great. Yeah. But you see, when you do a sin, God convicts you. You feel bad about it. I'm tired of feeling bad about this. So I go to alcohol. I go to drugs. I go to smoking. I go to whatever bondage I have so I don't have to worry about it anymore. I sit and watch TV, play cards to get my mind off, but it doesn't solve one thing. You come down, come off, or turn it off, it's still there. But God's there too. His power is much stronger than all this. That conviction wakes you up to the sin or the depression that you're in is indication that something's going on inside that you need to fix, and that's through the Holy Spirit. Antidepressants also try to cover up the guilt or the causes or acknowledgement that you're a sinner. We're all sinners. But it doesn't stop it. You got to repent of it. And it's taken from you like a weight taken off your back. The antidepressants just causes suicides. Notice that. In every case, all suicides have been because of antidepressants, especially of children and veterans. That's all antidepressants do. Situation's still there. Problem's still there. Nothing goes away. You're not dealt with it. And suicide just makes it worse. Because then your life's committed and you're not coming back to life. And what happens there is another story. But pain relievers have good and bad purposes, I guess. The bad part is to covers up over the alarm that something's going on in your body. The power of positive thinking, Norman Vincent Peale, designed to cut down God's conviction. So you don't have to worry about it. Feel worthy. Be happy. When God's trying to tell you, I love you, you're doing wrong, heading down the wrong path, listen to me, repent. Norman Vincent Peale. Oh no, the power of positive thinking, don't think about that. Do meditation, do yoga. Go watch a flower grow or whatever they come up with. Do a good deed. Fine, but doesn't solve your problem. Doesn't forgive your sin, but God can through Jesus Christ. God uses financial losses, conviction, physical ailments are thrown in the side. God uses to alert us that something in our lives needs spiritual attention. That's what it's for. To get your attention. Tribulations coming to the United States is going to get our attention. On a big scale. Individually is another story as well. Satan uses psychotherapy, drugs, reward, sin, yoga, alcohol, TV, rock and roll music, violence to take its place. In every single case. Satan puts you in bondage. Then he provides a replacement. Then he gives you courage and false temporary freedom. It actually follows the steps of bondage. Then you have a spiritual faith, movement, religion, something to take its place, which gives you courage, which then gives you freedom, false. Then you have an abundance of it. Then you become confident that you got in control, selfish, apathetic, dependent upon it. And then you're back to bondage again. It works every case individually. And this is actually called Tyler's theory of from bondage to democracy, back to bondage again. Democracy to dictatorship is used in countries as it is in individuals. It's amazing. It follows the same standard, same criteria. Our facade is wealth and the American dream. The wealth, the American dream, it's not true. We've been a slave since 1929. Literally. We were taken off the gold standard in 1933. I'm not going there right now. That's another program, actually. But the wealth, the American dream, is to placate us. It's a facade. Because it's a privilege to placate us into driving a car, getting married, license for this, license for that, pay property tax, whatever. Don't do any of it, see what happens. It's a privilege to placate us into an alpha state of existence. And what's the facade? You say, wait a minute, I go to Hilton Head every weekend, and I do this, and I do that, and I got three Cadillacs. Really? Do you now? All that can be removed in a split second. All they got to do is shut down your bank, and you're done. And make selling gold illegal, which is what they're going to do. In 1 minute, all that wealth is taken away. Bam, just like that. Millionaires are no different. These assets can be frozen and their wealth destroyed in seconds. As a matter of fact, this was found to be true in an investigation in Canada. You think I'm just giving you opinion, don't you? No. I don't like opinions. I like evidence. I'm not going to give you the whole report. But an investigation was conducted in Canada in the 1920s of corruption in the Canadian Customs and Excise Service. Ramifications of illegal traffic and trade throughout the Dominion of Canada. And in fact, a name I'll give you, Mr. H.H. Stevens, who at that time was a member of Parliament for Vancouver, Canada. He was appointed as a Royal Commission to investigate it. And it proved, then as it's proved now, that the communists are in control, and always have been, secretly. And there's evidence found in this investigation, which I have details of, to prove that there were plans then, that continues today, to destroy both U.S. and Canada as nations. Evidence was presented before the Royal Commission. And in the book, Red Fog Over America, 1955, by William G. Carr, talks about it in detail. And the evidence that went before the Canadian Commission, subsequent and surprisingly discovered during this investigation into the Canadian Excise and Service, illegal traffic and trade, they discovered this conspiracy subsequent to that. Like, surprise, surprise. And it directed the conspiracy to achieve the following objectives as far as furthering their long-range plans to ultimately destroy Canada and the United States as nations. And this coincides with the present development of the North American Union and the NAFTA Treaty and Highway. 90% of Americans don't have a clue. They know bits and pieces, but they're not connecting the dots. Well, here's my point. The evidence presented was They had seriously affected the national economics by robbing the national treasury departments of hundreds of millions of dollars. They corrupted government officials at the highest level and obtained control of two main parties, the Democrat Republican Party. Man, you two folks on both sides better wake up, because the ones above you are working together under the Council of Foreign Relations. They're taking you both for fools, Republicans and Democrats. They're jerking you around. The Democrats bring the socialist agenda, and Republicans bring the wars to kill off your children. Any questions on that one? That's a fact. That's where veterans' genocide comes from, the darn Republicans. And the Democrats bring the socialist communist agenda over the long term, and they work together at the CFR. Fact. And number three part of this is what I want to focus on for a second. They established, as reported in this report, a new society where the wealthiest members had made their money by illegal methods and were thus beholden to those who had made them, made their operation successful, possible. Because a majority of the newly rich ones couldn't help but carry out the request of those who made them rich because, quote, those who made them millionaires almost overnight can, quote, reduce them to poverty just as quickly if they so as much as even hesitate to do their bidding, unquote. And did you know that in this report and this conspiracy to destroy both Canada and the United States as nations in the 1920s, it was reported that they obtained such high control of government officials that they actually had to adopt a policy regarding international security, which permitted the Communist Party in both Canada and the United States to perfect the revolutionary plans, perfect them, and await the day when the international conspirators gives the order to revolt. And now, don't you hear in Greece, in America, in England, everywhere, you have all this, and one in America is Ferguson shooting. It's just recently this 19-year-old getting shot. You've got other marching problems, demonstrations in America. You've got same thing in Greece, financial. You've got in Belgium, yeah, I don't know what, other places in the Europe, people marching against the government, how rotten the governments are. All over the place, isn't it? Notice that. All over. People are disgruntled with their governments. Number five of what they found in 1924 and 1927 that carries until today and now being brought to bear. Number five was, and I quote, they saw to it that just enough evidence appeared in the public free press to absolutely disgust the public. Because it gave the public the feeling that our governments have been proven so rotten that any change must be for the best. But these news reports does not disclose any connection between international capitalist secret societies who organized a gigantic conspiracy and subversives, the marchers, the mafia, the ISIS, or whatever, in the underworld who put their plans into effect, unquote. They want you to know how rotten the government is. Why? Because they want you to take a new world order, a North American Union, a world government. That's why you see all this. A majority of people will fall for it. I mean, you know, I can tell about it for the past week and over and over and over and over and over won't do a thing. Which one won't do, but people fall right into it. They won't listen. By refusing to follow their plans would have a big effect on it. By exposing the Freemasons in your group and witnessing them to repent, expose them, they cannot know it can no longer act and cause dissension among the groups and the committees and the military or the UN. by finding out what your children are being taught. 15 minutes when they get home. And unraveling what the lies and nonsense and humanist agenda in the schools are promoting. Educate them about vaccination and give them key words in the texting. When they come to vaccinate your child, he texts you. You know that there's a kid that in one of the schools that started informing his fellow classmates about opting out on a test. He was suspended for helping his fellow classmates out. So now if you're having a day-long vaccination and you can opt out, and a child that's been taught by his well-informed parent, he'll inform the others, man, you don't have to take the shot. Can you imagine? They want to deter that. They want to stop that. And that's why they got. That's why they have the police there. Not for protection against terrorists. Hey, baloney. It's protect the school against the parent that wants to take their child out that day of vaccinations. Or Planned Parenthood nonsense. Or pro-abortion nonsense. That's why they have the police there. Y'all getting my point here? Now, who are they afraid of the most? Our veterans. Why? Because we're well trained, that's why. And we love our country, because we live here. Will you accept to wear the blue beret? No. Are you going to arrest or shoot other Americans? No and no. Well, they know that. So that's why they have UN troops here. Oath Keepers took an oath, but Oath Keepers, you are infiltrated by FBI or CIA or fellow Christian identity guys. You're infiltrated, and they tell everything that's going on. Who signed what meetings of Tea Party and all that. They know who you are. They got the Facebook to trace your links. They got your, you got everything, man. That's what the Tea Party was created for. Ron Paul is another fraud. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. His wife's an Eastern Star. He's a fake patriot. Together names to placate the American patriots. That's how it works. He supports Ayn Rand. Lord have mercy. So they're afraid of our military. Now, I'm not going to get all fired up here. I sometimes do, but because this really torques my jaw bad. But we have 22 to 26 suicides per day of our veterans. Family, that's nuts. It's unbelievable. And you've got committees, like Paul Rykoff is the head of one, who's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're promoting the death of our veterans by slowing down any progress, pretending to make progress. That's how they do it. Called fifth column strategy. And if he's not part of it, the boy better wake up and get out of the Council of Foreign Relations, have a backing group, and go against the Council of Foreign Relations and expose them. That's not going to happen. Well, militia, you better listen to me. I haven't heard anyone really bringing up on a high level publicly. Family, listen. 22 and 26 today. Today, 20 veterans will die. 20 to 26 will die today and tomorrow. 8,000 per year from suicide. And people are pretending to address it. And you know the Joint Chief of Staff are sitting on their hands, playing with their butt, when they come up and even think to approve nasal nose sprays. Anti-suicide nasal spray? You gotta be kidding me. Are these people that stupid? Anti-suicide nose spray? They spent millions of dollars on this stupid mess. The Joint Chief of Staff, are you sleeping? Or they're dirty? Something's not right. The suicide rate's done nothing but go up. since 2006. Something's not working. Doggone it, it's not right. Well, it's more than that, though. I'm not done. That's not my real complaint. That's bad enough. But here's the deal. Militia. When I say there are 22 and 26 suicides in the middle there per day, and you got veterans that are part of this militia, New American Army thing going on, and you got suicides up to 20 to 26 per day. Now, how many of y'all got a calculator to do the math on that one? Y'all better start connecting the darn dots. Y'all getting the point now? I'll give you a few seconds there to think about it. Article came out March the 5th, 2015. That's 4 days ago. Is that soon enough for you? Title, Air Force Veteran Suicide Sheds Light on Female Soldiers and Post-Traumatic Stress. Male-to-male sexual assault, which is part of the post-traumatic stress problem, was 15,000 in 2012. Of male to male in the military. Now, when they say we're supposed to work together, they ain't what they're talking about here. Female was like 12,000 something. Family, this is by design. You throw two pit bulls in a pit, they're going to fight. You throw a homosexual in with a straight, you're going to have a serious separation problem. And that's exactly what they did, starting with Clinton, Adolf Clinton. That was the purpose of No Ask, Don't Tell. Family, they planned this thing 20 years ago. Obama, working with his cousin, said, now you can tell. Oh, they told, all right. 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults, I blame on the Joint Chief of Staff. If you didn't know it and didn't understand it, I don't know how you made general. And your medals of valor, you spit on them. You have some good generals there, but they're afraid to act. They're afraid to say anything because a retirement is held over their head. The ones that do say something, they die. Or somebody's threatened them. That's how it really works. Now, if you launch a successful military coup, as Knights of Malta, Rick Joyner is probably working with others to launch it, what do you think is going to happen? You got military personnel for it, military personnel not. Citizens are for it, some are not. The UN folks will never be for it. And they are millions here in the deep underground military bases, Chinese and Mexico, Russians in Canada, they're already here. Abandoned bases are occupied, and they will come out of the woodwork. Family, 22, 26 suicides per day is being orchestrated. Psychotropic drugs, microchips, and they test it. They always test. I submit to you that the recent assassination of Chris Kyle, who is not joining this little group like Ventura and all the rest of them do, he stayed strong to his belief in America and all that patriotic stuff, but that's another story. But nevertheless, he was honest about it. And in Iraq and in Vietnam, you're forced to shoot children. You're forced to shoot women and children because they're carrying the bombs and they're going to kill you. So you're torn between not shooting them, if we're taught not to, and doing it because they're going to kill you. So what are you going to do? An 8-year-old that's carrying a grenade to walk up and pull it and drop it will kill you just as much as an adult will that's 6'4", 250 pounds. They'll both kill you dead. And this was planned that way to enhance, exacerbate post-traumatic stress by putting you in that conflict. We're taught not to kill women and children. And yet in Vietnam, they also started popping up, women and children killing you. In Iraq and Afghanistan, that's what they use. The Vatican, the CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6, they created, funded, trained ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them. So you got military coming back from these wars, damaged bad, emotionally, physically. I talked to one veteran 3 days ago at a particular business. I am not going to mention it. He's working there, young veteran. He told me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was drinking coffee. He said, you know, sir, he said, they shot me up 28 times with vaccinations. He said, one of them was kind of strange. I said, what's that one? He said, the one that popped up behind my ear. I said, what you mean? He told me. He said, a vaccination, a needle, he put in the back of my neck, right below my ear. Family, that was a microchip. Some of y'all have no idea what I'm restraining right now. You have no idea. You see, this Chris Kyle assassination, as Pat Tillman assassination, that Bush was behind. To keep him quiet, because he was against, Pat Tillman was against the war in Iraq, but he understood the war in Afghanistan. But then again, the war in Afghanistan, family, I've confirmed, they were bringing drugs back from Afghanistan, drugs back from Vietnam, drugs back from South America to bring in America since 1960s until today. The CIA brings the drugs back from Afghanistan. Clinton, Mena, Arkansas, elaborate CIA airports to bring the drugs in to mass medicate the American population. Mass medication goes back to 1860s with Coca-Cola and cocaine. Fluoridation in 1900 AD until now. Fluoridation in water. I've talked about this the past 6 or 8 weeks with evidence. Now back to Chris Kyle. He wasn't following them. He was an incredible sniper in the SEALs. He didn't sell his soul like some of the SEALs have done. And others have not. Here's my point. Would they be able to take our veterans that are on this new American army and cause them to fight and kill each other? They have to test it. In my opinion, I'll state it in that way this time. My opinion is Chris Kyle was a test case. Because number one, they couldn't have him realize he'd been screwed over by his own country that belonged to the secret societies to join the UN. You know he would have joined the militia. In his shock of fighting for his country backstabs him, like they've always done anyway. He would join the militia, fight for his country over here. They can't have someone like him run around loose. Like they can't have the good law enforcement officers realizing that their fellow officers are former felons and working for the North American Union treaty or North American Union agenda. You got my point here. So they tested it to see if a comrade, so to speak, a Marine, needing some help and on the rifle range, a man bonding, military bonding kind of exercise of getting together and let me show you how to shoot and, you know, and it's two military veterans and it's really kind of personal, you know, you're teaching the other one how to shoot and protect himself, so it's really kind of getting into it. He shoots them both in the back. Family, that's not normal, to say the very least. I say that was a test case to see if it could be done. Now, application. You form up your American army, and when they give the okay, you'll have veterans killing veterans. And the UN won't have any much of a problem taking over. I submit to you, that's what they got planned. If they can cause 22 to 26 suicides per day of veterans, they can cause Chris Kyle's assassin to kill two, both Chris Kyle and his friend, and then leave a place of firing range, not shot himself. Something's wrong with that picture. And then turn himself in? What? Like Sirhan Sirhan, Bobby Kennedy. He asked, what did I do? Did I do that? He was under the same control all the way back in the 60s. They had that same ability. You understand this? Captain Burnett, the youngest of five children from Milwaukee, served two tours of duty in Afghanistan during her 11-year Air Force career. On February the 9th, in Tampa, Florida, found her dead from apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Her family and friends came together that week to honor Burnett's memory and raise awareness about post-traumatic stress disorder, something that friends say is hard for her to talk about. A petite, gorgeous, young lady, everything in front of her, two tours of combat duty, so to speak, over in Iraq, comes back and kills herself. Just like that. Family's being orchestrated. And what they saw over there goes against everything we trained for. I was on Paris Island as a commanding officer of 1st Battalion Alpha Company, recruit training Paris Island, MCRD. I know how we train Marines. I know how we recruited them back in 1978. I was commander, captain, and lieutenant, platoon commander in the fleet, 1-6 and 3-6, and two med cruises. And we had my platoon back in 76, 77, we would get together and pray for a war. We wanted our war. We didn't want to get cheated. We want our war. We have an opportunity to fight for our country. Just give me the opportunity, please. Had no idea that all the wars are pre-planned and the outcome already determined. I didn't know that. And you ask, how's that done? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. They planned the wars, whether it's a small police action, or World War I, World War II, definitely. All of them with a false flag, or vilify the leader, whatever it is. But here's the point. The world wars were already planned, the outcome already determined, except for World War II, and it was subtly done. We brought 10,000 Nazis over here. We didn't win the war. We just brought them over here. 10,000 of them. Von Braun set up the CIA. It's the rocket program Von Braun. Others set up the CIA, set up the UN. All kinds of nonsense. National police action. National police force. Everything. 1940s, early 50s. They planned Korea. Plan Vietnam, outcome already determined. By rules of engagement to limit, and by the Hegelian dialectic to set it up. That's how they do it. And they can plan the number of deaths. They can plan exactly how it goes. I was never told that. Well, these are facts. I'm not telling you anything that's opinion. This is a fact. So now they got to get rid of us since 1950, 1960, where Agent Orange came in. The glycerol factory we gave to Russia to make lists wrong for the VC to kill her own troops, working with Russia, CIA working with KGB. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Y'all getting the idea? How it really works? And what you militia are up against within your own group? Now, I can't tell you how it goes. I don't know. I know Boykin is a traitor. I know that Wesley Clark, horrible traitor. He's a Rhodes Scholar. That tells you right there. Nasa Malta tells you right there. They've got explanations of why they're Nasa Malta. It's about four pieces of nonsense. Research, quote, suggests that female veterans are far less likely than their male counterpart to take their own life. But female veterans are three times more likely to kill themselves than women who've never served. That's something Cap Brunette's family and friends hope her death will bring to the forefront. Unquote. Heading toward the North American Union. Got to get rid of the veterans so we'd have them kill each other. Chris Kyle was a test case. Can we have one veteran kill another? Can we have the veterans to take down American citizens? We got to get rid of the American flag now. Let's see here. Let's check it out. Step two of their takedown was dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. Brought Chris home, director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said, in 1948 to 1953, that was the beginning of it. Now listen very carefully what he says. He is a Unitarian, of course. Quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men, and remember, men were at one time boys in first and second, third grade. Okay? Yeah. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. And they set out for that in the UN. That was 1948 to 1953. Now, to show you continuity, in 1973, about 30 years later, with my calculator, anyway, between 1953, about 20 years later, give or take, to show you the continuity, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, out of Harvard University, that worthless college, controlled by the Rockefellers, and a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. It's worthless. You heard me right. It's worthless because they have an agenda at that entire college of humanism, as they do University of California. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Noam Chomsky. You got to be kidding me. Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University, to name a few, are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. You got it now? Now watch this. In 1973, 30 years from Brock Chisholm, what he said, here's what Dr. Pierce said in front of 2,000 teachers in a teachers' conference in Denver, Colorado, 1973. He said, and I quote, and look at the similarity between what he says and what Brock Chisholm said. Quote, Dr. Pierce, 2,000 witnesses, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, check one, toward our elected officials, check two, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, well, that would be God, toward the sovereignty of the nation, check, as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote. Those two statements match. Right on target. Now, what do we have here? Oh, looky here. Well, look what I found. March the 6th, that was 3 days ago. March the 6th, 2015. Title of the article, University of California, hint, hint. The University of California bans the American flag as offensive. The Associated Students of University of California, Irvine, ASUCI, have decided that the American flag is offensive, has now banned No Glory from the inclusive space on campus. The bill SR 5070, was authored by social ecology representative Matthew Guevara, accuses all flags, especially the American flag, of being symbols of patriotism or weapons for nationalism, unquote. Family, we're heading fast track right to the North American Union, right on to the United Nations, right on to the European Union, revival of the Holy Roman Empire as one world government now. Little by little, nations will secede from one stupid reason or another. Masons will be behind it. Christian identity behind it. Division behind it. And y'all just go along with it. We'll just go on ahead. But then you're being jerked around and lied to. The anti-flag hanging bill adds free speech, such as flags and inclusive spaces, can be interpreted as hate speech. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Back in my day, in 1970s, 1980s, baby boomers, you bring that up in class, you're going to have a black eye before you go home. In my day, we were taught that patriotism stuff, you know. In my day, you say the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Pledge of Allegiance to the corporation. But you say the Pledge of Allegiance, sing the hymn. If you're fidgeting around, scratching your nose or your butt, you're going to have a black eye before you get home. And they're going to ask you what happened, and you're going to say nothing. Because if you say something, you're going to have a black eye when you get home again. That's my day. We were taught that patriotism was the way, the baby boomers, to foment the wars. Now, we have to remove that. Beginning in 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, baby boomers, we got to corrupt them with rock and roll, with drugs, anti-war. You see, it all came about by Tavistock. Hit us all at once, 1960s, 1970s. Hit us hard. Because the baby boomers were Vietnam vets. Baby boomers were new parents in 1970s. Giving rise to the next generation. You see what happened? This is planned by Tavistock. By design. This is amazing. I got to study on this thing, man. I've looked at this. It's incredible. But every success they achieve leads them straight to their destruction. But unfortunately, we're caught in the middle of it. God is letting us decide whose side we're on. Do we trust him? Or we trust the Satan side that pretends to be on your side and then don't pretend, but is definitely not on your side. Now, I have this recorded. I can't say taped. I'd be reflecting back in the 1970s. Have it recorded. So, if I've talked too fast, I guess you can just go back and read it again, or maybe not at all. Maybe you've left already. I don't know. But you will not prove it wrong. I'll tell you that right now. You can try. But I got it all lined up. I don't get into writing books and on, you know, that kind of thing. Because I figure if I find it, you can find it too. And why I got to write a book for? One of my research came from books too. I just point you to the book I found. I have no desire to be anything other than just on this radio station and my own program and teach you, and then I move on. You do your own thing. But I ain't going to be quiet. And my program is international, by the way. 60 or 70 countries by the middle of the month are already locked into it. So it's not small, as I thought it was at one time. Not at all. But it's not about me, family. It's about you finding out on your own. Did I not tell you? Did I not tell you that to cause dissension among the races, is they cause an incident to happen, to cause us to fight each other. You got to bring the races together. What's going on in Europe? They got the Muslims doing their thing over there. There you go. And they got, what about up in Scandinavia? You've got Arabs up in Scandinavia. Now, what in the world would an Arab want to go to Scandinavia for? Can you tell me an Arab that lives among camels, hot weather, dates, sand, an oasis, and whatever, say, well, I think, Kwajina, we're going to go up to Switzerland. Why would he do that? For what reason? Unless they're brought together by those lying, cheating Jesuits, that's why. Because the methodology is around 200,000, give or take, of one culture infused into another. Their rule, their chess move, their strategy is, then you start causing division. You need at least 200,000 of that other culture, and then you start changing the holidays, the flags, the rituals, the customs of that invaded country. No matter where it is. Order out of chaos. That's why you got Arabs up there in Scandinavia. That's why you got them in Europe. And in America, oh, it's a smorgasbord, man. They got white folk. They got black folk. They got Hispanic folk, Chinese folk. You got folks all kinds of places. And they're all fighting each other. Now, why would that be? Yeah, because they're caused to keep chaos, to bring order. They do studies, they determine the weaknesses and the needs. They bring and train their specialists, pretend to be on the sides of the Hispanic, white folk, Christian identity, KKK, Aryan Nation, hello. Black folk, Black Panthers, Black Muslims, bring up bad issues to stir up trouble. Let's see here what we got. Oh, Oklahoma, a fraternity. Controlled by Freemasons fraternity. Uh-huh. Quote, fraternity closed in Oklahoma after video of racist chant. So this fraternity just decides to do a racist chant out of nowhere? No. They want it on the news. They want it in the headlines. Title, fatal police shooting of unarmed 19-year-old prompts protest. Hungary. No, I've already ate. Hungary in Europe is doing it too. You know what they're doing over there? Watch this. These people, these Jesuits, man, they're like cockroaches, man. They get all over the place. You got one, you got 20. Watch this. Hungarians face new ban on shopping most Sundays and nights. Now, why would they do that? But to cause dissension. Now they're going to protest. They find out what is going to cause that country to go against each other. Oh, I love this one. This is great. Watch this. The Saudis designate Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist. The U.S. embraces them. Oh, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Yeah. Because Saudi intelligence, I know for a fact, I got the reports. Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Iranian intelligence, Pakistani ISI intelligence, and CIA working together in concert in, 1990s, moved 10,000 Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, which we control anyway, from Afghanistan into Bosnia. They work together, moving jihad against the Bosnians, Serbs. Yeah, they did, 1990s. How about that? Working together. And always have worked together. The Saudis, one of the biggest funders of terrorists, I got details. How they do it. The whole layout. Arms for jihad. And the Saudi royal family, whom I trained, the Saudi National Guard, when I was in Saudi Arabia, with Vanel. I was over there 4 years. I was in Kuwait. I set up the program there. I did. Well, the Saudi royal family, they're Jewish merchants going back a long way. FDR, the House of Saud, Bushes, they're all in bed together, man. So for Saudi Arabia to designate Muslim Brotherhood, look it up. Muslim Brotherhood, 1920s, was formed by Al-Banna. I call him Al-Banana. Al-Banna. He's Egyptian Freemason. Helped form the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. So the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. That's fact. Trained Muhammad from 6 years old to 25. 8th, 9th century, thereabouts. Funded the invasion of Northern Africa and the takeover of Jerusalem. The Vatican did a long time ago. And never stopped. Have never stopped. Carried it from one pope to the next. 3 popes. Gray Pope, White Pope, and Black Pope. Pepe Orsini is a great pope, connection to the Illuminati today. Well, all that aside, Islam in the 6th century was created to be a peaceful religion as the draw because the Arabs rejected Roman Catholicism. So they created a religion called Islam as a peaceful religion for a short period of time, for a couple hundred years. Till it came time to use them. Well, in the 1920s, to destroy Islam from inside, the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood using a Freemason by the name of Al-Banna. He's assassinated later anyway. When they're done with you, they kill you. It's real simple. Yes, that's what happened. So for the Saudi Arabia to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist is funny to me. Because I was in Kosovo. The Red Crescent Society of Saudi Arabia funded Al-Haramain, which was and RHIS, which were Al-Qaeda connected. They were funded through the Saudi Red Crescent Society. I've seen them, man. I've seen the vehicles. I got a picture of a vehicle with RHIS spray paint on the side of it. It's like saying I'm Al-Qaeda, come get me. Run around in my region, that's another story. I was there, family. I was a security manager in Kosovo. You see, I got to throw a little bit of humor here before I get really ticked off at these people. Now, fraternity closed at Oklahoma after video of racist chant. Fatal shooting of unarmed 19-year-old, that's by your bad cops who will murder their own mother for a dollar. They are told by the ADL to kill the personal pets. That's to tick you off. To show how despotic, how evil, bad the police departments are. So you'll accept a national police force. I feel for the good cops that are here to help people. They're caught between the blue code and doing the right thing and seeing a bad thing being done. I'm telling you, good cops, if you've ever heard my broadcast, watch your back on your fellow Freemason cop. Watch your back, because they're going to target you once they have control. They can't have you run around, because you as a cop, a good military man, are free thinkers individually. They don't want that. They do not want that. They want you mind-melded, medicated, and obedient. Article 5, paragraph 11 of the protocols learned of the Zion called the scheme, says, and I quote, "There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom, listen, we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim communities," that's us, "that whatever," that means us in the world, not just America, but in the world, "that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative," that'd be individualism, "they may drop their hands in despairing impotence." And then it goes on in Article 9, Paragraph 9, is really telling. Quote, "In order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim, before its time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism. These springs lie in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections, in the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally in the education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence." Unquote. Now, as I said before, God's in control. And he's allowing this to happen. So you'll pick whose side you're on. And when he knows that the last one's picked, the closer they get to their completion, they think they've got it, God's going to take it away from them. And they will fight each other, not our veterans. They will be the ones to destroy each other. And they don't know that yet. Because it's going by the book. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing they can do about it. It tells them, Psalms 34:21, they will never change. They will never stop it. And it says in Psalm 34:21, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. So no matter what they do, they are going to fail. Now in this racial thing, this racist chant they did in the local home and set it up, fatal police shooting, Farrakhan, Illuminati, Freemason, with Jesse Jackson, is stoking the white hatred, telling the black folks that judgment is going to come upon the white folk. White folk are saying about the black folk. And y'all letting it happen again. And you at Bundy Ranch set up kind of thing, the militia versus the FEMA? You got Americans versus Americans again. White folk versus white folk. Y'all not see this coming down? How come you white folk are fighting white folk over patriotism when both of you are patriots and both of you went to Iraq? Now you're back, one's working for FEMA and one's working for, not working, but militia. And both of you think you're doing the right thing and neither one of you are. And you black folk, well, you're white folk. Man, you're doing it again. You're being jerked around by your Freemason buddies. And Freemasons, you're being jerked around by your Freemason buddies. And family, y'all fall in line with the same agenda that's been going on for over and over and over. I'm talking to all of you. And there's no way they're going to win. It is impossible. And then you got, oh, this report. Oh, yeah, this is a humdinger. They're trying to show you ISIS has their own network. ISIS has biological weapons or chemical weapons. You got to be kidding me. Social media jihad. ISIS supporters create a new network. Oh, we live in a tyrannical government. They're everywhere. Really? You can't fight ISIS? Well, no, not when you're supporting it and controlling it and paying off on it. This is way too much, man. I mean, it's amazing. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to give some details now, just like I always done. I laid the groundwork today to show you what you're all up against. You know, what you're fighting. How about ISIS? Look at Jim McClurney. How about this, real quick? Jim McClurney.
It's going to show some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we helped build ISIS. Now, there's a danger there. And
I didn't say that. He did. That's him. Come on, guys, girls, women, people, wake up, man. Know who the New World Order really is. If you don't cooperate with these people, it won't happen. Anyway, it's about that time. I'm just getting wound up. It takes me an hour to get wound up. My regular listeners know that. Anyway, tomorrow I continue on. All week long, just like this. I'm going to give you more details tomorrow. How they're controlling our troops. Technically. And about the North American Union. And how this is being carried out. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll continue on. And the National Police Force, I'll touch on then tomorrow. In a lot more detail about your National Police Force is being formed. And support of the North American Union. That'll be tomorrow, Tuesday. If I'm going to let you all know that I'm played up at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He has sponsors up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies, and I appreciate that. He has sponsors there, family sponsors, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. And if you live up there, look up his sponsors on his website and use them or donate to his effort. He has three towers, four or so. Me, he just plays my broadcast and Bible studies. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And all I do is this, and this is my voluntary work because I want to help people. I get nothing for this, zero. As a matter of fact, it costs me money. But I know what I'm talking about. But you need to find out what you're talking about and find out yourself what's going on. Individualism, family. You take the initiative. Man, stop killing each other, will you? For goodness sakes. If you know someone, we'll talk about suicide this week also. There's no sense in that. Help your children. Help your family. Help your veterans. Help each other. The secret societies and witness to the Freemasons to get out of there, man. Get out of the Freemasons now. Before it's too late. And Christian Identity, close down your shops. Because they're messing with you. I'm talking to Christian Identity. They're lying to you, man. They're twisting the scriptures, and your pastors don't have a clue. Get out of there. And go to God. Just because they talk about God don't mean they're with him. Family, we'll be back tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. And we got a lot to cover all this week. I'm gonna heavy load it. Good night. God bless y'all. And know that God has already won anyway. We're just counting the casualties of those that turn away. That's it. They have no chance of winning this and getting their new world order in the long term. Once they think they have it, it will fail. Because God is in control. Y'all have a good night and God bless. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Tonight, 8 to 9, if you're going to come at Bible study. And tomorrow, 4 to 6, I'm going to hit the ground running. Have a good night and God bless you all. It's Thomas Campbell. I'm your watchman. Signing off. And that's the wrong one, y'all. He thought I was just starting it, didn't he? I won. Here we go. Bye.
Woo. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's given.
you every day.